If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not. No, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie better mode than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Gucci Galar, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be, you can watch us on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Hello. Just watching the Giants giant.
What a week for them.
What a week for them.
What a week for them. That poor John Mara. I mean, he's not poor because he's very rich. But I mean,
not him, but he, wait, under no circumstances, okay, and I believe this to be 100% true,
mm-hmm.
Can the owner have more concerns about what's going on the field than the professionals he's hired? Meaning that they should always be able to respond with why things look the way they are. But when we watched that Hard Knocks or whatever, and the owner says, I really don't want Saquon Barkley to leave and go to a division rival. And the guy's like,
don't worry about it, John. Don't worry about that.
And to watch him just obliviate everybody, it's unbelievable. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking before. The only time Daniel Jones looked good was when Saquon was playing running back.
That's true.
So, like, you not only ruined your offense, but you also ruined your quarterback.
Look how slow these guys look.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus. If you guys missed it last night, Saquon Barkley, 300 total yards, broke the Eagles record for rushing. I think it would have 255.
255, yeah. You know what? Interesting stat. No running back in the history of the NFL has run for 300 yards.
Really?
I think the record's 295.
Wow. Well, let's get to some headlines, you rascals, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai, and locally, your Miami Dolphins.
Look
what
good.
A beat down on the New England Patriots.
Question.
Yes, sir.
When the game started, they went down on that first drive.
Mm-hmm.
Were you thinking, come on?
A little frustrated. A little frustrated. Then the doink happened. I was like, all right.
But you know what's weird about that? Like, and this is with all teams. I have not been able to figure out why the first 10 plays, because a lot of teams script their first 10 plays, why they always seem to work, and then you do nothing the rest of the game. It's a weird thing.
Defer to you on that one, dude. I have no idea.
I don't know. We didn't. I only played. I think Brian Billick was the closest I got to scripting plays. Belichick in Cleveland was more of a situational guy. So we had plays for situations. Everybody was familiar with the plays. So it was almost like we knew the game plan from head to toe because we knew all the situations and the plays we were going to run situationally. So, but that's, you know, I think Andy Reid does it. I think it's the West Coast offense thing. So anybody that's been associated with the West Coast offense, they all script their first 10 to 15 plays. And they look good for a drive.
I think the thing that honestly, like, it was great. The offense looked awesome yesterday. But the thing that had me fired up out of everything yesterday this Chop Robinson looks like the real mother bleeping deal. He looks like the real bleeping deal.
Havoc.
Wow.
Havoc.
That poor right tackle.
Oh, my goodness.
That dude, I don't know what that's got to feel like.
You know what it's like? It's like sparring.
Oh, right? My God.
When the trainer holds up the pad, 1-1-2, champ, 1-1-2. He was using all of his tools, the bull rush, the up and under, the slap. He had everything going.
Dude, he was a monster. And by the way, that was a fumble, okay? If you stop the guy's arm midair, you don't get to say this.
No.
What was he doing, the Cam Ward up here? Get out of here.
Here's why you have to do it that way. Because you don't want to leave it into the hands of the officials. So they have the rule as such. If he has control and that thing starts forward, it's a pass. And you have to do that because you have to have these rules because you don't want the officials standing in a huddle deciding. The rule is the rule. So I'm telling you, live, I'm like, oh, here we go. But then they slow it down and they get to watch it slow down. I will tell you, the coolest play, Zach Sealer.
Oh,
look.
Oh.
He was sacked. Like, he just gave him a little. I tell you what, their quarterback's going to be pretty good.
Drake Mack?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
He looks pretty good.
He looks pretty good. I mean, if he makes it to the rest of his career, the poor guy's getting killed. Sealer it on up.
Yeah, that dude's a beast. And people are starting to recognize him not just here, but around the league. Like, they talk about him all the time.
Dade South says, I saw a whole bunch of tough catches from Waddle Tobin. You want to know something, dude?
Shut up.
And I had him, too.
Answer for your crimes, dude.
I said on the pregame show he was due.
I called that game
yesterday, dude.
Answer for your crimes.
I'm not answering for my crimes. Hey, I love Jalen Waddle.
I believe you.
Let me get this straight. This is the only man that I know can trash a player. Then when the player plays well, takes all the credit.
Dude, for the play. Credit.
Right.
Boy. I said yesterday. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you,
you have receipts.
I have receipts. Okay? Anybody who listened to the Game Day Uncensored yesterday can tell you. I get on the Hard Rock app because we have Porpoise Props. I'm like, Jalen Waddle's touchdown number is what? It was like 2-1. It's never been that high. Never. Not in his history of a Dolphin. I'm like, that's disrespectful. He's due. And you're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome, dude.
You're welcome.
I made you guys money, and I told you that he was due.
Great.
He was awesome. Tough love. And by the way, it wasn't even tough love. I was just asking questions.
Were you? Because
inquiring minds wanted to know. And there he
Jalen
was.
Jalen Waddle's on an 8-month touchdown fast. Jalen Waddle's a bum. Get him off the team already and trade him for Devontae Adams.
Wow.
Jalen Waddle, haven't seen your touchdown dance since before last Christmas.
Which, by the way, he didn't even do it. He's retired it.
Apparently.
Or it's on hiatus.
Check this out. The owner didn't.
Nope. He was so excited.
Hey, it's getting a little bit too...
In that moment, he was like, extension, well worth it. Because he was feeling it.
I tell you what, that was as crisp of an offensive performance as you will see. I'm talking about with the location of passes, with the routes. You didn't have any situations where, you know, they do this thing where I thought you were going to. Everybody was where they were supposed to be. The offensive line held up, you know. Now.
Uh-oh.
Mike McDaniel, are you out of your rabbit-ass mind? You don't take a quarterback out with 13 minutes left to go in the game?
Got a little full of himself.
And did you see as soon as the ball hit the ground, Tua Wick got his mouthpiece in his helmet? Like, come on!
I don't understand why Skylar Thompson, because is he just the mush right now? Like, he's just out there. How did disaster strike in that fashion in such a bad way?
I don't even know if it was fully his fault.
It's, I don't think it was fully his fault, but just he was around disaster. And he's just like, all right, get out of here, Skyler.
Totally blaming him because Jalen Wright was running great before that. Now all of a sudden, fumble.
I tell you what,
you got Houdini there with Uno. He's just like throwing the ball. He goes, backwards. Watch this sleight of hand. Like, Tua could be out here playing three card Monty. You're like,
I will say this.
Trick the cameraman.
A lot of poor kicking yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, special teams in general. But what is going on?
Do you think the cameraman eats himself alive when that happens? Like, when he actually gets deked out by the quarterback?
Oh, like, yeah.
Stupid. I mean, there's a... With the Dolphins, it happens once or twice a game.
He was like, what? I'm like, no. Man.
Oh, no. It's not even him, because there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
It's the guy in...
It's the main guy.
The main guy in the studio, in the truck, who decides what shot to use.
Yeah, but I'd assume that the guy who is your main guy, who's like got the pan shot right there, I assume that guy's like your most grizzled veteran of a cameraman. And when he gets deked, he's probably like,
I mean,
fooled me again. A tight end reverse. Are you kidding me?
I tell you what. Between Jonnu Smith has been coming on
balling
the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And I think this is what they were kind of expecting. I'm just thinking all the special teams snafus.
Yesterday?
Big extra point.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do an onside kick. Give up a touchdown on an onside kick. I mean, it's ridiculous. It was crazy.
You're talking about the Cowboys game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game, they scored, 41 points in the fourth quarter between the two of them?
Sheesh. Pretty wild. But the game yesterday for the Dolphins, I mean, man, that was fun. It was a party.
It was fun.
Killed them.
I really loved the way, you know, the defense, they were all over him. And he made some plays. He's mobile.
Oh, he is mobile.
And by the way, pulling away from a bunch of guys when he scrambled.
Fast intangibles?
I mean, he was moving.
No, he was moving for sure.
He was moving because I saw a couple of guys chasing him look like their hammies was going to blow out on the field.
Yeah, the only guy who seemed to be able to catch him was Job Robinson.
And then the other thing was, at the end of the game, near the end of the game,
mm-hmm.
right, when the two safeties ran into each other, I'm like, what are we, like, did any, like,
Tyreek Hill.
It's funny because on defense,
mm-hmm.
and pay attention to this when you watch a defensive game, anything that goes behind them, they lose. So you always see those square ends, they always have to go behind the linebacker. Right? You see the crossing route. The crossing route goes in front of the linebacker. Then there's a guy going behind him. Their rules of defense are such that they always lose any defender, any offensive player that goes behind him. So when those two guys ran into each other, they looked forward. They didn't look to see if anybody was behind him. Even though the guy was covering him. Like, you covering him, you go... Where did that 89 go? right?
Tyreek Hill tweeted today, up early this morning, thinking about how good Zach Sealer is.
He ain't the only one.
Good.
You ain't the only one.
Monster. We'll take a break. Lots to get to here on the show. We got a lot of things to dive into from a busy, busy weekend. Canes, victorious, Heat, winning overtime. Panthers, what's going on, dude?
Mm.
It's that Panthers tryptophan lull.
You know they hit that rut once a year.
Take a break. Back after this.